Dr. Katina Michael, Professor of Informatics at the University of Wollongong, Australia, and Editor-in-Chief of IEEE Technology and Society magazine, recently interviewed me about my research and writing on the implications of future technology on the human anatomy and culture. This segment of the interview covers my recent novel, Death by Internet. Death by Internet is about a man who connects himself literally to the Internet to determine whether or not the world is essentially compassionate or cruel. But we are the technology, very much like a resistor or capacitor, that we are a component of it, without which it doesn't work. If we suddenly exited ourselves some way or another, eschewed all technology, it wouldn't exist. It only exists because we're in the world and we provide, in many instances, the completion to the circuit, as you and I are right now. We are part of this technology. Death by Internet is a speculative fiction where the protagonist, for reasons to become clear, is strapped down and dying in a prison cell. He tells a story how he strapped himself into a contraption that would reveal whether the world was compassionate or callous on the basis of the public's response to his blog. Something like Facebook, except this had a live button and a die button. The site goes viral, attracting millions, but has the unintended consequence of rattling the masses, for which the government takes a dim view. At any rate, this is it's a suspense fiction with political, social overtones, but speaks to the bizarre power of the Internet to shape us, to shape public opinion. In some ways, since we are part of the Internet, we are part of this bizarre power, okay, to shape public opinion. We are part of it. We are the technology.